Oh, this first hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University.
It's a calling, a strange compulsion that makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sunlight of your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way. one's eyes. Falling, falling into someone's eyes. Falling, falling into someone's eyes.
Oh, indeed, indeed, indeed. From the album Life and Art, Tracy Spring. This album is kind of a local masterpiece. It's been out for a long, long time. It's got people like Linda Waterfalls on here and Heidi Muller and Janice Carper and the usual cast of characters in a lot of ways. It's pretty neat stuff, though. And Tracy Spring, oh, my goodness me. Tracy Spring, who is like everything collectively and individually in any given song is its own vision. It sounds kind of cliche, but it's about the only way to sort of explain it. She accomplishes so much more, and she thinks so much more about it from beginning to end. So it starts out as Tracy Spring, and then it winds up being this kind of universal thing, and these sort of vignettes become very, very deep and very, very strong, and she's just amazing, and she's still that way. And that rich, rich, rich vocal, that rich alto that she has, really something. Tracy Spring. Well, hello, everybody. This is Inland Folk for November the 12th and 13th. November the 12th and 13th. Of course, we've been looking forward to these dates. That's the Spokane Folklore Society Folk Festival there at the Spokane Community College out there on Green and Mission, Saturday and Sunday. If you're listening to the show here on Saturday, you might want to head up to Spokane. You can head up on Sunday. And if you check out the Sasquatch Room on Sunday at 1:15, I will be there doing my thing. We get 30-minute sets. We used to get 45-minute sets, but so many people want to play that festival now. They cut back on the time for the sets, and they lengthened it. It used to be a one-day festival. Now it's 2 days. Be sure and show up on the Sunday if you can, because that's the day you got to support to make it worthwhile them doing it that second day. Saturday is really, really crowded. Way cool performers on Saturday. And then Sunday isn't quite so crowded, but way cool performers. Thing to do is to treat it like a real festival and show up both days. That's what I would do. And it's awesome. Lots of arts and crafts. Lots of jamming all over the place. Jamming. Bluegrass jams and song jams and little rooms you can pop in and out of where there are all kinds of jams. And they've expanded some of the facilities there, and so it's really cool. Check it out. The Spokane Folklore Society Folk Festival kind of culminates the whole season. Yes, it does. Tracy Spring, we heard. We're going to hear more from her. Brand new album from Heidi Muller and Bob Webb, Hurricane Creek, up Hurricane Creek, actually. And test pressings on this. And pretty cool album. It's got some great stuff. We're going to hear Keep an Eye on the Moon, which was on this, it was released originally on a kind of a songwriters collective out of Enterprise and Joseph, featured four or five songwriters. This is kind of a remix of this. It's such a great song. It's one of those songs that I've been wanting to learn, and I'm just not sure that I could do it justice. Keep an Eye on the Moon from the album Up Hurricane Creek goes like this.
Tonight, when the sun dropped down in the sky, it backlit the fields and farms. Venus and Mars sang a dark lullaby and gathered them up in their arms. It's a good time to walk your worries away and sing to yourself a new tune. If the answer you needed didn't come through the day, stand by, keep an eye on the moon. Keep an eye on the moon. She'll light up your way. She'll lean down and listen to what you have to say. If your heart's feeling empty, like a mother she'll croon. Shine on through the night, you'll be all right. Keep an eye on the moon. The world keeps on spinning around and around, and time only turns a deaf ear. All that you've lost and all that you've found are fragile and fleeting and dear. It's a time to remember the ones that you love and leave behind your cocoon. Bring what you have and come into the sun. And tonight, keep an eye on the moon. Keep an eye on the moon. She'll light up your way. She'll lean down and listen to what you have to say. If you dare shadows in the late afternoon, just give it a while, you'll feel her smile. Keep an eye on the moon, waxing, waning, hidden or full, her mystery silent and white. Eclipses and changes, pushes and pulls, hearts, tides, howls and flight. Somewhere away in a far-off land, a child stares into the fire. A tambourine jingles on an aged hand, bracelets and jewels to mind. It's the oldest of melodies lingering low over the desert and dune. It sings to the stars what the grandmothers know. It's wise to keep an eye on the moon. Keep an eye on the moon. She'll light up your gaze. It's only a phase. Keep an eye on the moon. Keep an eye on the moon.
I kiss my children's sleepy heads and tuck them off to sleep, and think of how my life has changed since I gave my heart to keep. While mulling through these memories and dreams so I cried and sang and smiled and then began to tap my feet. Well, here's to the woman on the road tonight, whose journey is her hearth and home. Oh, I know that she yearns like me when the restless night wind blows. We live Well, she makes hers and I make mine. So here's to the woman on the road. Our jobs, we spend our pay and take to fill our hearts. We hope and pray to find a way to juggle life and art. May each endeavor speak the truth of every human soul. Choose yours, and I choose mine, and gladly pay the toll. So here's to the woman on the road tonight, whose journey is her heart and home. Oh, I know that she yearns like me when the restless night wind blows. Have no choice. Well, she'll make hers and I'll make mine. So here's to the woman on the road.
Glacial erratics, terminal ale, rodeos, sled dogs, magpies and quail, red barns and grange halls, tam calicks, powwow, elk with new antlers, thinks he's a cow now, roads off to nowhere, nowhere to go. Blowing with snow, it's hard, but it's worth it to live on this land. There are no guarantees of a bird in the hand. We carve and we chisel, we plant and we plow. We're sticking it out in Wallawa. Maxville and Promise, hayfields and timber, Clydesdales and llamas, trailheads and prayer flags, a hurricane creek, Bowlby Stone trophy home, century-old brick, cattle and horses, canyons and prairie, camas and bitterroot, wild huckleberry. Memories of Joseph, miners and gold, ranch wives and wood stoves, and winters so cold. It's hard, but it's worth it to live on this land. There are no guarantees of a bird in the hand. We carve and we chisel, we plant and we plow. We're sticking it out in Wallawa. No Starbucks, no Walmart, no traffic, no stoplights, no money, no worries, just stay out of bar fights, the neon and nightlife, and finely lit fountains can't hold a candle to the moon on the mountains. There's beauty in silence, deep as the sky. Spirit and salmon and dreams you can't buy. Friendship and fellowship, all here together through fire and drought and wind and fair weather. It's hard, but it's worth it to live on this land. There are no guarantees of a bird in the hand. We carve and we chisel, we plant and we plow. We're sticking it out in Wallawa.
Wow, there's a ton of images there, isn't there? My goodness, we're sticking it out in Wallawa. In Wallawa, which was also part of that collective album that came out 6 or 7 years back. This is a remix. Pretty good stuff. Terminal Ale. I'd forgotten that she mentioned the Terminal Gravity folks out there in the Enterprise area. And Camas and Bitterroot and all these different things. All jammed into one 3.5-4 minute song. Tons and tons. I mean, it must be really neat just to be able to sit down and write a song and just string all these things together. Cowboys and Indians and camas and rodeos and miners and memories of Joseph and all that stuff, and just putting it all together in this descriptive song about being in Wallawa. Heidi Muller and Bob Webb, and they will be in concert. They'll be at a bunch of places. Actually, they just got an Enterprise gig as well. So they will be in concert at Moscow, and that'll be at the Moscow Unitarian Church tonight if you're listening on the 12th. And that's at 2nd and Van Buren. That's a 7 o'clock show, okay? At the Moscow Unitarian Universalist Church there, and it's at 2nd and Van Buren. That is tonight if you're listening on the 12th, 7 o'clock. Tell them that I sent you. Tell them you heard about it on Inland Folk. I expect to be thanked. And then on the 19th, they will head on over to the Tri-Cities, and they will be at the Unitarian Universalist Church there, sponsored by the Three Rivers Folklife Society. That's on Sylvester Road there in Pasco. And they will be there for that gig. And then on the 26th, they go over to Seattle, and they'll be at the Finney Ridge Center, the brick building just down the hill from the actual Finney Ridge place. And that'll be happening on the 26th in Seattle at that little concert center. Like I say, it's a brick building just off the main road there. And so you be sure and check that. I'm sure there'll be signage and everything. Sponsored by the Seattle Folklore Society. I believe that's a 7:30 show as well. Show up at 7 just to be on the safe side, because I've been known to be wrong occasionally. Not very often, but I've been known to be wrong. So the 26th, they will be in Seattle. At the sponsored by the Seattle Folklore Society up there at Finney Ridge, at that brick building there, okay? And then, on the 1st of December, they will be in Joseph, just outside Joseph at the Hurricane Grange Hall. The Hurricane Grange Hall, and they will be doing a concert there, and I believe that's a 7 o'clock show, because Thursday's a work night. Alrighty, so you got a bunch of chances to see Heidi Muller and Bob Webb. The 12th in Moscow at the Unitarian Church, 7 o'clock. The 19th in Pasco at that Unitarian Church, 7:30. The 26th at the Finney Ridge Concert Hall there, the little brick building there, just below the actual Finney Ridge Community Center, Neighborhood Center. And that's on the 26th, and I think that's a 7:30 show. And then on December 1st, Thursday, they will be just outside of Joseph there at the Hurricane Grange, and that'll be a 7 o'clock show. I'm doing this all by memory. Aren't I amazing? Boy, sometimes I just look at myself and go, phew, Dan, they just don't make them like you anymore. Here's a lullaby. Lullaby, Gabrielle's lullaby from Tracy's Bean. Gabrielle's getting up there in years now. She's still lullabyable, though. Alrighty, here we go. Thank you.
to fear your dreams will come and keep you safe till sleep is done. Soft in the deep, creatures asleep, sheltered by darkness, they wait in the blanket of night and dream. Their time will come to warm again in morning sun. Stars are fading out of sight, chased away by dawning light. Rest your dreams, the day has come away.
See, that is a good lullaby, isn't it? I think the daughter that was written for is getting up there. In fact, I think she's had a kid. I want to say that. I'm not sure. I don't know about the spring family thing, but this was done a long, long time ago, and I think Tracy Spring is a grandma. I think. Don't know, but I think she is. I'm almost positive she is. Because old Al Snow, you know, Al Snow, he's the old man of the whole clan, and he sits around with grandbabies on his knee nowadays, and that's pretty much all he does, and he texts people. So, yeah, he's a good guy up there in Bellingham. And Tracy Spring up there from Bellingham. Oh, my goodness. Well, we have to take a little bit of a break. Yes, we do. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And I'm your host, Dan Marr. And we have lots, lots, lots more music to go. Liz Mitchell coming up after the break. And then who knows where we're going to go with this chivalry that we have going on here. Alrighty? So you hold your horses because we're coming back. Hang on because we're coming back.
Northwest Public Radio receives program support from Howard Hughes Appliance TV and Sleep Shop on the Pullman Road in Moscow. The Sleep Shop carries a selection of beds from Englander, Tempur-Pedic, and more, designed to support alignment to help provide restful sleep. Special orders and delivery services available. Information at howardhughesappliance.com.
A little bit breezy today, but also a chance to see some sunshine this afternoon. Pullman is expecting a high of 59, Lewiston 64. Clouds will roll in tonight with low temperatures in the mid-40s. You can expect the rain to return tomorrow and stick around through most of the week. There's also a chance for some light snow on Thursday.
Call me baby.
Tell me how you got this part. Say, Mr. Delightful, don't you want to waltz me round the floor? Don't you want to waltz me round the floor?
each one much brighter than the one before. As he turned, he caught the feeling. He smiled back as he walked down the
sky, watch the clouds going by as they say.
Boy, the mystique of Sandy Denny. I wish I had a nickel for all of these unreleased and demo recordings and the Rupert Sessions and these kind of double CD booklets of Sandy Denny that have been coming out lately. I kind of wish that all the people that had all this Sandy Denny stuff would just amass it all in one big huge set. And I've heard that that happened. There was a set called The Complete Sandy Denny, and it cost like, I don't know, $600 or $800 or something like that, or £500 in Great Britain. It was a lot of stuff because there was a lot of material that she put out. She put out a lot of repeats. She put out a lot of demos. She was continually experimenting with her songs. And so you can find a lot of material of Sandy Denny that, again, is very repetitious. It's all pretty good, though. It's just that there are like 7,000 versions of John the Gun and Who Knows Where the Time Goes and all this kind of thing. And, of course, her career with the Fairport Convention was so phenomenal. And there's some of those concert things. That was when Fairport Convention was in its heyday. And poor Kathy LeSueur was, you know, Sandy Denny was a hard act to follow. This kind of forlorn but optimistic woman who suffered from huge amounts of depression and eventually fell down some stairs and died. She was still quite young, actually, Sandy Denny. And a lot of people really get into Sandy Denny. And I find it actually fairly intense. I get into it as well, but I've got to be careful because you can get into Sandy Denny in such a way that your outlook might change a little bit. You have to kind of balance things out a little bit. Sandy Denny, this is from an album called North Star Grassman and the Raven. And it has the original album here, and then it has a bunch of live and demo tracks of cuts from the album. Sandy Denny, my goodness me. Cat Eagleston, this is a great song. I remember when Cat wrote this song. I remember when she sort of premiered it. And it's a wonderful song. The Old Paper Boats, Cat Eagleston.
Soft with dreaming, heavy with heat. away to where no amount of wishing can make you stay. How can I tell you? It's still true. I can love what we once were and let you go. From years of practice making paper boats,
an angry sea, and my lover had a house of cards where he kept his love for me, and I stayed safe and sound till the red was in his eyes. But my paper house fell to the ground when that angry wind would rise in fury. Two men, the damned and the blessed, a dozen roses in his hand and fire in his fist. He said he floated weightless above his evil twin, who put the rips in my blue dress and purple on my skin in fury. In self-defense, and I threw a few things in, the bones of my innocence and my memories of him, and long nights I lie single in my bed with red, red lights behind my eyes and shouting. Through my dreams, but it can't break in by force through solid wooden beams. It was my lover's parting gift, a whirlwind and a storm that burned his letters, broke his spell, and froze my
This is Cat Eagleston's sort of second solo album. Her first one had some of the classics like China and Gold Tattoo and some of those things, or the Blue Tattoo or whatever that was, the Rose Tattoo, and some things like that. It's a really good album, First Warm Wind. If you can find that album, it's awesome. I think it's still available, Cat Eagleston. This was her second album that a lot of us looked forward to, and it was a little different in the production end of things, and it's got some great stuff on it. It's called Second Nature. And then she had a couple more albums after that. She's got some wonderful albums with the great singer and fiddler from Utah, Kate McLeod. The last couple of albums have been with Kate McLeod. And when she tours with Kate McLeod. She's also in a band that does a lot of traditional Scottish and Irish and English. And I can't think of the name of the band right off the bat. She's living on Vashon Island now. Cat Eagleston. There you go, Cat Eagleston produced my first album. She was with the Ferry Boat Musicians with Steve Gutta, the late Steve Gutta. We're going to hear from him later on in the show. A posthumously released album and some great stuff. Great stuff. All righty. Where are we at here? Where are we at? We're at the end of the hour. That's where we're at. Eunjong Shin doing the playlist. Doing the playlist is really, really early in the morning when we're doing this show. And I have to tell you, those of you, you know, who have these images of me and what I'm like, I have to tell you, we stopped at McDonald's before we got here. Yes, we did. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Email me at dsanddaniel, M-A-H-E-R, at WSU.edu, or call me at 509-332-5047. But don't talk to me about my health after eating certain places. Okay, we got to go. We're going to be right back for the second hour after the break. You just hang on because we're coming right back. Hang on, hang on, hang on.
I'm